I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show. You could call in to the beautiful studio here in Elk Grove Village at 312-642-5600. And remember to check out our wonderful sponsors, Your Solution Center, the folks at Tandem HR. Give them a call, 630-928-0510, or check out their website, tandemhr.com. I'm thrilled to be joined by the CEO of Real Estate Hard Money Lender, Walnut Street Finance, Bobby Montaigne. Thanks for so much for joining us on the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, Bobby, you have discovered an area which many of our listeners probably don't know much about, this idea of real estate hard money lending and this idea of real estate. You've been involved in housing redevelopment projects and have found some ways to make to help people make a lot of money. How did you get into this, Bobby? Tell us your story.
Well, thanks again for having me. My short story is I got out of school in the late 80s. I worked for other real estate developers and finance companies for 10 years. I started my own company in 1997. Building what I call infill residential projects in and around Washington, D.C., around what we call the Beltway. And when I say infill, I mean basically that whole area has been built out, and it has been built out for years, decades even. So if you want to develop there, you have to buy something old and reposition it, knock it down, renovate it, gut renovate it, that sort of thing. So I did that for 20 years. In 2017, I decided that I had built enough things and I wanted to begin to lend money to my former competitors. And I had a reason for doing that, but that's my short story.
Interesting. So, Bobby, you have, as you said, discovered this world of house flipping. I think that's the general term that many people refer to it as. And you've become a voice on that subject of how it's serving both investor and community interests. What I found, Bobby, is that there's a small number of people that have discovered this and they're making a lot of money. But you've discovered how it's actually impacting the economy. Property flipping, house flipping, whatever you want to call it, is it creating jobs? Tell us why more people should get into it, again, for the community reasons.
Mm-hmm. Well, house flipping and repositioning houses has been going on for a very, very long time. And what happened was that in 2005 and 2006, it peaked, like many things in real estate, before the recession. And then it dropped off a cliff. And unlike many things that since the recession have regained or crawled back or trended towards improving, capital money for fix and flip or infill development wasn't available post-recession. And the reason it wasn't available is because there was a law that was passed called Dodd-Frank that essentially didn't allow banks to participate in this space anymore. It made it too difficult, too many boxes for a developer or a fix and flipper to check in order to get financing through a traditional bank. And I saw that in 2013. I didn't do anything about it. I saw it in 2014. I didn't do anything about it. And then finally in 2015, I decided to pivot my company from being the builder-developer to the guy who provided financing to all the other rehabbers or fix-and-flippers. And
And that's where you have Walnut Street Finance. So tell us a little bit about what you do. You call yourselves the hard money loan lenders, essentially enabling more people to get into the space. Tell us why somebody would need somebody like you.
Because, let's say, you see an opportunity in your neighborhood. There's a house that you can buy. It's everything in your neighborhood trades at $400,000, for example, and you see a house that you can buy for $250,000. But the house is dilapidated. Nobody could live in it. It's run down and has been run down for years. You buy it. You put a contract in for $250,000. You have a great buy. You have to put in maybe $75,000 to $100,000 to improve it, and then it's worth whatever all the other houses in the neighborhood are worth, $400,000 plus or minus $1,000. So you buy it for $250,000, you fix it for, call it $75,000 or $100,000, so you're in at $325,000 or $350,000, you sell it for $400,000, you make $50,000 to $75,000. That's the lure, that's the attraction of this space. And we provide the capital for that developer or that fix and flipper, because unless they had that cash lying around, which most of them don't, they need capital, they need debt, and they can't go to their traditional bank to get debt, and we provide that capital. And unfortunately, the space is known as hard money lending, which I don't think a great name for it. It's really a private lending. It's the private bank. It's private lending. It's not hard money lending. There's nothing hard about it.
Interesting. So, Bobby, I don't want to ask you to share all of your secrets, but what I know you've been in this in the world of real estate for several decades, and no doubt you have discovered the types of deals that are of interest to you. Is there something, any tips that you can share for our listeners? I realize, obviously, you're primarily in, as you said, the Beltway, but are there any tips that you can share for our listeners in the Chicagoland area? Of what Bobby Montaigne looks for?
Yes, for sure. What I look for, what I hunt for, first is neighborhoods that are desirable, which is just simply location. For us, it's anything close to our metro, which is our subway system. It's anything close to places with that are more walkable, restaurants, retail, desirable places. So I look for neighborhoods close to those. And then I look for that dilapidated or that rundown or that forgotten piece of property in there, and I buy it. I improve it, and then I sell it. And I do that again and again. And now I'm doing that exact same thing, except I'm providing the capital for others to do it.
Bobby, I want to pick on the middle part of what you just said, the you improve it. And I realize that that's your intention to improve. But there's often along the way a lot of permits that need to be pulled and a lot of approvals that need to be obtained. How have you found the government, and I'll use that as a very general term, but local and other officials to be supportive of folks like you that are involved in property redevelopment?
Shalom, you so nailed it. So many people get in trouble. Let me back up. So you see the opportunity, you take action, and you write a contract. And you know a little bit about construction. You might have had a hammer in your hand at one point in your life, and you feel confident in the construction side. What he gets caught up is on the permit and approval and inspection side. And in order to get through the permit and approval side, it's not a black box. It's not a secret. And the municipalities aren't the enemy. They're simply trying to ensure that people build safe housing for the ultimate end user. So the way to do it is you hire an architect, you draw plans, construction plans, you lay down the specifications. For example, we're going to use 2x4s for interior walls. And then you walk those plans through the appropriate municipality or city, and they're glad to provide input, review them, and approve them. Then you have your permits, you have the foundation plans to build your home, to renovate the home, and you have the construction drawings to provide to construction inspectors throughout the process. It sounds step by step, but in reality, it becomes very, very difficult and frustrating because people don't have the proper plans and specifications to begin with. It's a huge tripping point for many fix and flippers, and you know, it's one of the things that we're proud of in our lending is that we can help our borrowers get through that process.
Because you've been through it so many times before. Well, Bobby, we appreciate your input. Fascinating knowledge on a very, very interesting subject of real estate entrepreneurship, something that many of our listeners probably don't know much about, but they should find out a lot more. There's a lot available online and a lot of information available on your website, walnutstreetfinance.com. Bobby Montang, the CEO of Walnut Street Finance, thank you so much for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Shalom, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Coming up after this very quick break, we're going to be chatting with Michael Meath, the spokesman for the American Coalition of Competitive Energy Suppliers. You don't want to miss it, Chicago. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Kanika Lee taking a look at traffic. Outbound on I-57 after I-80, there's a crash in the left lane, so stick to the right lane for now. Inbound is wide open and clear. Headed in on the Kennedy, it is crawling from Pulaski to Armitage, so it's 33 minutes from O'Hare and 23 from Montrose because construction has one right lane closed until 12 a.m. and then two right lanes closed until 1 a.m. Outbound on the Kennedy, it's looking good. Just 10 minutes to Montrose, 8 minutes in the express lanes, and 20 minutes to O'Hare. Headed in on the Dan Ryan, it is 19 minutes due to an earlier accident around 47th. Going outbound on the Dan Ryan, that's looking good right now, just 15 minutes. In the weather, it is 39 degrees and cloudy with a low of 36. The next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
There's a trend in Europe and is spread like a virus to American schools, banning best friends.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
Yeah, because it excludes other people. But I think you could have 4 to 5 best friends. But my limit's 5. What's your limit?
I don't have any friends. 5 best friends is your limit.
Mm-hmm. I have 5 best friends that protect me, I protect them, and we don't repeat each other's stuff, if you know what I mean.
That's a gang. Those aren't best friends.
Weekday mornings, starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit tandemhr.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I sing your praises all the time because I was very run down. I was getting bronchitis all the time. And ever since I started taking this, at the first sign of a sniffle, by the next day, it's gone.
Love it. Great product. Yeah, I should have taken it years ago. It works. You know, your skin is better, your blood pressure is down, and stuff like that.
What are you waiting for? Good health is just a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code WIND. That's promo code WIND.
AM 560, The Answer.
To business, this show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. We are powered by Tandem HR. Check them out online, tandemhr.com. I'm here with a returning guest, Michael Meath, the spokesman for the American Coalition of Competitive Energy Suppliers. Michael, we had you on about 2 years ago to talk about energy choice, but I know that the organization is out with a white paper, which is particularly timely as winter fast approaches, sadly, that sort of discusses how four factors drive decisions on selecting energy products. Michael, welcome back. Tell us a little bit about that that study and what you're finding from folks in Illinois.
Shalom. Thanks for having us back on. Really appreciate it. And yes, we did just complete a white paper as a result of a research project last year. We actually did it in two states that were outside of Illinois, but I think have some good information for the folks in Illinois as well. We did a study with 500 consumers in Ohio and 500 in Florida, two very important states from an energy standpoint. In Ohio, they've had 100% energy choice for 15, 20 years now. And then in Florida, where, of course, they got their hands full with something else, but right now what we found is that there is no one that has energy choice down there. And what we learned, Shalom, from both states is that 75% or more of the people that live there either value the energy choice that they have or wish that they had it. And that's pretty uniform across both states. And so when you consider Illinois and everything that's going on in Illinois, where there's a fair amount of choice, about 1.8 million people now have an electric supplier other than their utility, and there are options and choices, and all we continue to do is try to help educate consumers and with help with shows like yours, where we can at least guide people to a website and ask them to learn more.
Absolutely. And Michael, of course, we'll share some websites with our listeners, but the American Coalition of Competitive Energy Suppliers, so you're a group of competitive retail natural gas and electricity suppliers where you're committed, as you mentioned, to that education for consumers and doing outreach to make sure that people understand their choices. So here in Illinois, I know you've talked about this in the past, how we are slightly deregulated. Is that a good thing?
It's a good thing, and I like how you chose your words. We are slightly deregulated in Illinois, and that is true. It's a constant struggle and an effort to try to continue to open up the markets. There are places, not even just in Illinois, but in other states, where it's still hard to get policymakers to understand that a competitive market, a free market, is probably the best way for consumers to be able to not only have a say in what products and services they would like, and to drive those prices down, because certainly it is about price, but also to get them what they'd like, because not everyone wants the same thing. Some people like, you know, I was very fascinated by your last guest in talking about houses and flipping them, and it made me think about mortgages and how you could get a fixed-price mortgage for 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years, or you can get a variable-price mortgage. And people should be able to buy their energy the same way. If they want fixed-price, variable-price, if they'd like solar power, which has changed a ton just from the last time I was on with you a couple years ago, I mean, there's just so many choices, and that's what the whole idea of competitive choice is about.
So, Michael, earlier in the week, as I was talking to folks about our guests coming on the show, we posted on our Facebook page, which I guess shameless plug, be sure to check out our Facebook page and our Twitter. We posted that you'd be back on the show, and we got a number of comments, people saying that, why do we need competition when, especially in this age of so many natural disasters, when there's going to be an issue, and we know it's going to happen, that there's going to be power failures, there's going to be a hurricane somewhere, fortunately not here in Illinois. People are saying with deregulation, with competition, the local utilities won't respond to emergencies. Michael, what do you have to say to them?
Well, that's a great question, and you do have a great Facebook page, by the way. But the thing that people need to really understand, Shalom, is that if you have competitive energy suppliers, your utility's role is exactly the same as it was before. The utilities have done for 100 years, and in Illinois, you know, it's one of those places where this all began when we think about the electric grid. Really, the utilities have done exactly what they've supposed to do for the last 100 years, provide a reliable system of power. That won't change. And no, you don't have hurricanes, thank God, in Illinois, but you have some pretty bad storms, as much of the Northeast does and the upper Midwest does. And even with those, we're fortunate that the power doesn't go out very often. Even when it does, we're still going to rely on those utilities. That is their job, and that's what they do so well in maintaining that power grid, if you will. What we're talking about is the power that gets placed on the grid that people then have the choice to use, whether it's solar, wind to a smaller degree, natural gas turned into electricity, hydro, and so forth, even nuclear. All of those things make up the complex, and they're all important.
Interesting. So, Michael, you mentioned solar earlier. You mentioned a lot of different options that are out there. And I'm curious how the world of competitive energy suppliers, how it's impacting local economies regarding jobs and regarding supporting the entrepreneurship climate and culture that every state, certainly here in Illinois, we want to build. Tell us a little bit about why competition is a good thing for business and for jobs.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when you think about the traditional electric utility, Shalom, we all knew people that worked for, or know people that work for the, you know, the power company. Well, with competitive energy, now we've opened up a whole new job stream where people are installing solar panels on roofs of houses, and solar power has come so far ahead now. Where it used to be you need to have the bright, bright sunny day to get energy out of it, now even on a cloudy day, a good solar-powered system will generate electricity. And so a lot of the smaller competitive energy companies are employing people right in communities that are installing these systems. They're installing what are called microgrids. It used to be that I was on a radio show in Michigan the other day, and the gentleman I was on with was saying, well, there's no way that solar is going to power Detroit, for example. And you know what? He's right. That isn't going to happen overnight. But what will happen is we're going to have subdivisions and cul-de-sacs of residential neighborhoods and businesses that are going to have their own power grid, if you will, in a small distribution system. And that's going to be creating jobs for people to install them, to maintain them, to run them. And that's going to create, that competition is going to create jobs and going to help the economy. It's not that energy is going to go away. It's how we buy it and how it gets brought to us is going to be different.
Well, I appreciate you coming on to demystify this. Frankly, it's complicated, and you do a great job of it. And I know, of course, we'll share the coalition's website so people can learn a lot about some of the other questions that are being asked and some of the research that's being done. But, Michael, in the very, very quick few moments that we have with you remaining, is there any trends out there, any technology that that you guys are following that we can expect over the coming years in the world of energy suppliers?
Great question, Shalom. Absolutely. The smart meter. So the meter that is on your home that will eventually enable you to not just control when you turn lights on and off, so you're away on vacation or away for the evening and you want lights to come on and come off from a security standpoint, but also other energy sources in your home. When you wash the dishes, when you do your laundry, when the water heater will kick on or not, all of those devices are going to be able to be controlled in the smart home, if you will. We've been doing it for a long time in the larger commercial buildings, but that is coming down closer and closer to the residential property level, and that's going to create not only jobs and opportunities, but it's also going to create a smarter, localized purchase of energy that will at times save us money and at other times give us the conveniences that we want for our comfort.
That's great. Michael Meath, again, the spokesman for the American Coalition of Competitive Energy Suppliers. Lots of information available on your website, competitiveenergy.org. Michael, always appreciate having you on the program, and we'll be sure to check back with you over the coming weeks and months ahead.
Thanks, Shalom.
Absolutely. Competitiveenergy.org. We're going to be back after Quick break and some headlines. We've got two fantastic guests joining me here in studio. You don't want to miss it, Chicago. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We'll be right back.
Not a day goes by without a terrorist attack somewhere in the world or violence right here in our own streets. It can be paralyzing, which is why we're here at AM 560. We try to make sense of it all, but sometimes you're looking for a deeper understanding of life's most troubling issues. We'd like to encourage you to check out our sister station, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. We'll still be here when you come back, but give them a listen at AM 1160 or online at 1160hope.com. Because even when you have the answers, you still need hope.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. The guessing game continues in Washington. Someone expected to be named tomorrow in an indictment related to the investigation into Russia's meddling in the U.S. presidential election.
Former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort and former national security advisor Michael Flynn, the president's son Donald Trump Jr., and son-in-law Jared Kushner also on that list. President Trump in a tweet says he feels the indictment and the Russia talk as Republicans pursue tax reform is not coincidental.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. It's getting underway shortly in Houston. Game 5 of baseball's World Series between the Astros and the Dodgers.
A rematch from Game 1, ace pitchers Dallas Keuchel for Houston, Clayton Kershaw for Los Angeles. The winner of Game 5 at a World Series that's tied 2-2 goes on to win the series 65% of the time.
Fox's Jared Max in Houston. After tonight, the best of 7 series will go back to Los Angeles on Tuesday for Game 6. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Kanika Lee taking a look at traffic. Coming in on the Kennedy, it is crawling, so it's 33 minutes from O'Hare and 23 from Montrose thanks to construction from Fullerton to Division. One right lane is closed until 12 a.m., then two right lanes are closed until 1 a.m. Meanwhile, outbound Kennedy is looking good. Just 10 minutes to Montrose, 8 minutes in the express lanes, and 20 minutes to O'Hare. Coming in on the Dan Ryan, it's slow from Roosevelt, just 18 minutes from 95th. Outbound, no problems there, just 15 minutes to 95th. But there's construction from 87 to the Bishop Ford I-57 split. Two right lanes will be closed until 12 a.m. And then one lane will be open until 7 a.m. In the weather, it is 39 degrees and cloudy with a low of 36. The next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling quite right, as if your body is working against you. Dr. Amy and Associates can help create a path to achieve optimal health. Experience personalized health care for your mind, body, and spirit at a practice that blends holistic and traditional medicine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Amy Harris-Newon. I'm Dr. Amy and Associates. We take a team approach to your care. As an integrative and holistic healthcare practice, we look at the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. We've got a wonderfully talented team of providers, family medicine, chiropractic, traditional Chinese medicine, acupuncture, counselors, psychiatrists that's centered on your health and your wellness. We'll blend the best of Western medicine with the best of Eastern medicine. There's a time and a place for all forms of healing, and that's what we specialize in.
Call Dr. Amy and Associates to experience a whole person integrative approach to health and wellness. 630-980-1400 or visit DrAmyAndAssociates.com. Dr. Amy and Associates, empowering people, changing lives.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I love it. I see a tremendous difference in my skin, in my nails, in my hair, in my energy. I'm like the people that I hear on the radio. You know, I've had vitamins before, but this is makes a bigger, much bigger difference than vitamins ever did. That's for sure.
What are you waiting for? Good health is just a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code WIND. That's balanceofnature.com. Promo code WIND.
AM 560, The Answer.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business. We are the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and I'm thrilled to be joined here in studio by Scott Weingast and Jordan Salins from Stout Advisory. Guys, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having us, Shalom.
Absolutely. Thanks, so, Scott, you and Jordan have become experts in the world of IP valuation, something that probably many of our listeners don't know very much about. If you don't mind, tell me a little bit about how you got into the space and the types of companies you've been working with.
Sure. So, this is Scott. For me, I joined the accounting firm Deloitte. About 15, 16 years ago, I met a partner there who was involved in intellectual property services, some of which relate to valuing intellectual property. And I kind of did a couple of projects with him, thought it was super interesting, and began to focus my career on that and haven't looked back since then.
So the world of intellectual property IP is fascinating. You cannot turn on the news these days without hearing about a company suing another company because of their intellectual property, trademarks, patents, and all sorts of stuff. But what you guys have done is, what you guys do, I should say, is you are helping companies, helping entrepreneurs look at the value of their products and services. So, Jordan, I know that that you're a little bit newer to the firm, but you and I have discussed before the show a little bit about what drew you in and the your particular interests. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So, intellectual property, it spans every industry. I've done work in the automotive space, food, retail, tech. It's such an emerging area right now. 80% of value of an average business is attributable to their intangible assets. By comparison, if you look at that about 30, 40, 50 years ago, those numbers were flipped. So as firms are moving away from traditional manufacturing and more into tech-based services, the need to understand intellectual property, how firms use it, the struggles they have with it, how to monetize, to me it's fascinating. It spans a lot of different industries, and it's a up-and-coming and hot area to be.
Interesting. So I know that when somebody's in has a need, I'm sure this is all-consuming. And this is, you're talking about big dollars. Their life's work is going into their businesses, their products and services. That's where Stout Advisory has focused. But tell us a little bit more about the company and the offices and the other areas which your colleagues are working in.
Sure. So we primarily operate in three different types of services that we provide to our clients. One, we have an investment bank that mainly facilitates the sale of businesses in all sorts of industries for its owners. And so we're helping owners sell their businesses, make money, exit those businesses. We also do a lot of work in what we call the dispute and forensics area. That's basically when companies have some sort of legal dispute, they have to determine how much money is owed from one company to the other. Usually there's a suit because they believe that they've lost some amount of money, and we actually calculate what that amount of money is for one of the parties in the dispute, and we'll testify at trials as to what that amount of money is. And then we have the valuation area. So we do a valuation of all sorts of different types of assets, a lot of business valuation, but valuation of tangible property like real estate, plant and equipment, and of course, Jordan and I work on intellectual property assets as well.
Interesting. And Jordan, you and I talked. I remember I asked you this question of whether the Stout's work with businesses, with business owners, is it reactive or proactive? And I, you know, it's very interesting because I over the past 3+ years of hosting this program, I've talked to literally thousands of entrepreneurs, people with different ideas. Is the discussion about intellectual property and talking to a strategic advisor such as, you know, you and Scott, is it something that people should be doing before they talk about a sale? Or is it something that when they start to talk about their exit strategy, that's when they should be having a conversation with somebody like yourself?
You know, we encourage people to be as proactive about this as possible. A lot of firms come to us. They're looking to raise capital. They're talking to investors. They're talking to venture capital. And they need to know how much their technology is worth. When you look at startups, they don't own a lot of tangible assets. Most of their value is attributable to their intangibles. And so to the extent that you can identify how valuable that is immediately, it's going to be a little bit easier for you to attract financing, potentially sell your business, raise money, whether it's bank or, you know, an angel investment. So we like firms being as proactive as possible. Unfortunately, you know, that's not always the case. And some firms are a little bit more reactive. But, you know, to the extent you can understand that as soon as possible, you'll be better off down the road.
And you're working with the other sort of trusted advisors, the attorneys, the accountants behind the scenes as well?
We are. We're working with patent attorneys, IP attorneys, accountants, small businesses, universities, law firms. Just sort of depends on the nature of the valuation and the purpose. There's a variety of different contexts, but you know, worked with individual inventors and larger, you know, Fortune 500 type companies as well.
I feel like we're sort of pulling open the curtain over here because so many people talk about, you know, in the news, you talk about the sale of companies, you talk about, you know, the suits that go on behind the scenes, but you don't really talk about the discussions that are taking place. And I see from the looks on your face, this is exciting for you as well in helping companies go through that process. Gentlemen, we've got to take a very, very quick break over here. After the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about Stout Services and the types of companies that you've been working with. Chicago, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with more from Scott and Jordan from Stout Advisory.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the AM 560 Traffic Center.
I'm Kanika Lee taking a look at traffic on the north side of Chicago on North Avenue and Drake. There's a crash. On Lakeshore Drive in Randolph, a car has hit a pedestrian. On the expressway coming in on the Kennedy, it is slow from Belmont to North Avenue, so it's 31 minutes from O'Hare and 21 from Montrose. There's construction inbound on the Kennedy from Fullerton to Division. One right lane will be closed until 12 a.m., and then two right lanes will be closed until 1 a.m. Outbound on the Kennedy, it's sluggish just 12 minutes to Montrose, 8 in the express lanes, and 22 to O'Hare. Inbound on the Ike, it's a little slow from Western to Racine, just 32 minutes from Thorndale and 19 from Mannheim, outbound clear. And the weather is 39 degrees and cloudy with a low of 36. The next update is in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
An important message from Medicare.
It's Medicare open enrollment now through December 7th.
Time to go online and look at all your Medicare plan choices.
Like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Look for lower costs, more benefits. I'm open to that.
Every year, plans change. So can your health needs.
Open to something better? Start today. Use the tools at Medicare.gov.
Or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
What's that noise?
That's the home security guy. He's installing our alarms.
You're going to be safe as clams when I'm done drilling this sucker in.
Yeah, maybe we should have gone with Simply Safe.
The neighbors love theirs. They set it up in half an hour. No drilling, no wires, no installation fee. And 24/7 professional monitoring is only $15 a month with no long-term contracts.
I'll just pop a rug over this hole. It'll be fine.
Go to simplysafe.com/radio now to get free shipping on your order and a free keychain remote worth $25. simplysafe.com/radio.
AM 560, The Answer.
It's always a lot of fun having great guests here in studio. I am joined by Jordan Salads and Scott Weingast. We've been talking a lot about intellectual property valuation, and it's to some, it might be on the dull side of things, but I think for I'm just being honest, guys. But for those of us in business, entrepreneurs, folks in the world of big business and small business, this is something that we live all the time. We, you know, folks that start a company, they go into it not just for the fun of it, although sometimes it is fun. You often have an exit plan in place, and you guys are strategic advisors on that exit plan. Scott, I was wondering if I can talk to you a little bit about some of the examples of projects that you've worked on in the past. Because in order for companies to realize that they need a service, they need to know about other companies that have used those services.
Certainly. So a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of startup companies, they have intellectual property. A lot of it may be technology, for instance, and they need partners in order to be successful. And so we've been involved in projects where we've helped facilitate deals between companies. And so as an example, we helped a small startup out of Dartmouth University that had a very interesting technology that was a platform for creating pharmaceutical products. And they were trying to get into a joint venture with a public company out of China. And they were going to be contributing their patent portfolio and trade secrets, and the Chinese company is going to be contributing cash to the joint venture. And so they need to understand the value of that IP so they can determine what share of the JV they would own once it was created. And so we were able to perform that valuation of the IP. They did the deal with the Chinese company, and now they're moving forward to bringing their technology to market.
Interesting. And how big is too big and how small is too small for your team to work with a valuation project?
You know, I would say there's nothing really too small or too big. We've done jobs for some of the biggest companies in the world in various cases. And we work with very early stage startup companies that are looking just to get off the ground and raise capital and move forward with their products. So really, we span all sorts of sizes.
Interesting. I have to ask that in your personal lives, as you go about and go out to eat, or you go shopping, you go to a Best Buy to buy the latest and greatest in electronics. Do you have dollar signs glazing over your eyeballs and you're thinking about what sort of project this would look like?
You know, not so much dollar signs trying to figure out what it's worth, but more we come across a lot of technology that you use in your daily life, and so it's. You know, we look at products in stores, I think, a lot of times, and we really understand a lot about them, more so than the average person, because we may have delved into that technology for a certain type of project. So we have these insights that I always find interesting, and I a lot of times I'm sharing them with my wife and telling her about things that I've learned in my work.
Oh my goodness, Christmas shopping must be very, very interesting going around and and seeing what's out there. That's right around the corner. So folks, I know that this must be Jordan and Scott's favorite time of year. But Jordan, you guys have mentioned several times about sort of a global presence. Obviously, we're having this conversation in Chicago. Tell us a little bit about the global presence of Stout.
So we've worked with companies around the country. Personally, work with companies based in China, France, Germany. IP is not necessarily confined to the United States. So we have companies all around the country. As a firm, we're expanding, opening up actually some offices around the country. We're opening up, a couple offices overseas in Europe. So, we focus on a lot of different areas.
Interesting. So, guys, we are running out of time, and I want to make sure that our listeners can learn more about the practice, learn more about the work that you do, and potentially even get in touch if they want to have a discussion or a consultation. What's the best way to reach your team?
You can check out our website. It's www.stoutadvisory.com. All the information there, including our contact information.
Fantastic. Stoutadvisory.com. I encourage all of our listeners to check it out, learn more. I know aside for information on contacting you, there's also a lot of just general information about the world of IP and valuation. So Jordan and Scott, thanks so much for joining us here in the studio. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a lot more tips, advice, and information to share with you. But speaking of advice, tips, and information, always want to make sure that plug in our wonderful strategic advisors over at Tandem HR. We call them our Solution Center because they are experts in everything Affordable Care Act and the world of regulation, which we've talked about quite a bit in this program already today. You can check out their website and their wonderful blog at tandemhr.com. They also have they will offer a free consultation to anybody, HR managers, CEOs, and anybody interested in learning about PEOs, professional employer organizations, so you can learn more about how your small business can join a pool of other similar companies and save money on healthcare costs, save money on administration and compliance, such complicated subjects in this day and age. Check out their brand new website and their fantastic blog, tandemhr.com, or give them a call for that free consultation we talked about, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510, or their website one more time, tandemhr.com. Coming up after the break, we've talked a lot with my friends here in studio, Jordan and Scott, about intellectual property. We're going to share some words of inspiration for entrepreneurs from Steve Jobs, and he talked, there were some great leadership lessons that he shared that I wanted to share with all of our listeners this evening. We'll also talk about what goes into making decisions in business. All of you business owners are all making decisions all the time. I want to talk to you a little bit about some reflections from some decisions I've been making over these past few days. Lots more of this and so much more coming up after this very quick break. You're listening to Get Down to Business. You can always download podcasts from the 300-plus shows at shalomkline.com. Check it out.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I sing your praises all the time because I was very run down. I was getting bronchitis all the time. And ever since I started taking this, at the first sign of a sniffle, by the next day, it's gone.
Love it. Great product. Yeah, I should have taken it years ago. It works. You know, your skin is better, your blood pressure is down, and stuff like that.
What are you waiting for? Good health is just a phone call away. Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code WIND. That's promo code WIND.
Let's face it, most people don't look forward to taking their car in for repairs, but regular maintenance is crucial to preserving the investment you've made in your car. At Midwest Performance Cars, we take the pain out of maintaining your European vehicle by performing a thorough 40-point digital inspection complete with pictures. We will send your car's report and our written estimate out to you by email, text message, or phone, so you can be confident in our recommendations and can see for yourself what your car needs. We repair, road test, and wash your vehicle in preparation for pickup, then take the time to explain exactly what work was performed. We'll even remind you when your next service is due. Leave the responsibility for your vehicle maintenance up to us. At Midwest Performance Cars, we're looking out for the health of your Porsche, BMW, Mercedes, Audi, or other European nameplate. In Chicago at 1385 West Lake Street, book your appointment online at MidwestPerformanceCars.com or call us at 312-432-9492. And coming this summer, we will be opening our second MPC location in Northbrook, Illinois.
AM 560, The Answer.
So now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be your daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer. Decision fatigue is one of the biggest challenges impacting communication today. So it's worth revisiting this information and talking about it. It's estimated that adults make 35,000 decisions each day, which does sound ridiculous. But when we consider that each email we receive involves decisions as well as the clothes we wear, the food we eat, the when we book appointments, and so on, it starts to make sense. And by the way, this is not my information. This is readily information available out there, so check it out yourself. And it follows that as each day progresses, making decisions, let alone making the right decisions, becomes more difficult. So how does this impact our ability to serve our customers and clients? What can we do to ease that fatigue? Understanding and embracing that is key to our success in creating effective communication with our customers and prospects and delivering great service. The word service has old French and Latin origins, and in the 1200s began to refer to assistance, help, helpful act. Today, when we reduce the decisions we request of our customers, we are becoming more helpful. We're offering excellent service. So I've been traveling a lot over these past few weeks. Fortunately, it's calming down over the next few weeks. But I stayed at a hotel. It was actually a wonderful experience. All the staff were incredibly helpful, cheerful, making it a go-to hotel for me. I checked in after delivering a full day of meetings and leading and facilitating. So I was definitely in that tired and hungry space. I seem to always be in that tired and hungry space. There was a line at the front desk and the buzz of impatience clearly in the air. Staff handled it well. And when my turn arrived, I experienced that wave of relief, which comes when unpacking and good food are close at hand. So then came the questions common to most hotels. Are you collecting reward points? If I was the ultra-organized person that I'd like to always be, I consider myself to be pretty organized, but I wouldn't say the ultra-organized person, I'd probably know how to answer this question. But given that sometimes I book my hotel, sometimes other clients do the booking, and sometimes I sign up for points, sometimes my credit card handles it, I didn't know what to say. So I stood at the desk trying to decide if I should go through my wallet and look for that information or maybe submit it later. In the end, I responded with a weary, "I have no idea." What if it was easier for hotel staff to answer the question for their customer? A status for rewards should be right there on the screen, attached to the name. We all have ways of decreasing our customers' needs to make decisions, and as a consequence, create an opportunity to deliver superior service. Try it out. In the coming weeks, pay attention to the questions you'll ask the majority of your clients or customers. Are all of them necessary, or can you gather and maintain that information in another way? What about the requests you receive from customers? Is there a better way to deliver that information before being asked? Try it out. I'm always looking for your feedback on my website, shalomkline.com. And that's where you can download podcasts. But real quick, I just wanted to share something. Everybody's talking about the new iPhone that's out there. Personally, I'm not an iPhone guy, but I've been following the news. And I was thinking about Steve Jobs, and so I started looking up some things about him, sort of looking for inspiration behind the man that inspired the iPhone and all of Apple's products. Steve Jobs used to say, "Dream bigger." Somebody posted that online. Somebody that Steve Jobs he viewed Steve Jobs as his mentor, and he asked Steve for what's the best advice that he'd like to pass along to other entrepreneurs. Dream bigger. And that's something that I want to share with all of our listeners here tonight on Get Down to Business. Dream bigger, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you are looking for jobs, no matter where you are in the world of business, you've got to dream big, you've got to dream bigger, and you've got to look for ways to take your ideas to the next level. As I always say, develop, never plateau. That's what it is all about. Check out our sponsors, Tandem HR, tandemhr.com, 630-928-0510. Oh, what a fantastic lineup of guests we had on the program today. Bobby Montin, Michael Meath, Jordan Salins, Scott from Stout Advisory. Great lineup of guests, content, information. You could always download podcasts from our show. Get a sneak peek of who's going to be in next week on the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship on my website, shalomkline.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, @shalomkline. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,